Italy's parliament took another step today toward replacing controversial Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The Italian Senate put its stamp of approval on a package of austerity measures, the hope being that a bailout of the Eurozone's third largest economy can be avoided. That vote took place after respected economist Mario Monti, the likely new prime minister, was welcomed with applause in the Senate chamber. Now, the package still needs final approval in the lower house of Italy's parliament, but that's expected, and when that happens, Berlusconi must resign. The BBC's Mark Duff reports from Milan.
Talk of Italy's economy tanking doesn't seem to be affecting the bustle here in Milan's Schicchi Galleria, a stone's throw from the city's cathedral, and La Scala Opera House. The Prada boutique, for one, seems to be doing a roaring trade, although it has to be said that most of those parting with their hard-earned cash today do seem to be foreign. The world looks to Milan and to Italy for top-notch design, whether it's Prada, Armani, Dolce & Gabbana, or flash cars like Ferrari and Maserati. But what do ordinary Italians make of their country's plight and the possible arrival as lifesaver prime minister of Super Mario, the former European Union commissioner Mario Monti?
He's a very big person. But in this moment, I have not many opinion for my political Italians. Everyone thinks for himself and not think for the people.
Ah. And you think Mario Monti could change that?
Si. Yes, he is a very, very good man. But I don't have a good opinion for the other politics.
I think that it should be something new, something different. I don't know what it's going to be because I don't know Monti very well, so I don't know if it's going to be good or not, but it should be something new.
Oh, he's really good. I mean, I'm happy he's going to come into power finally, because it was a shame previously the government doing nothing, especially because I don't think we deserve that kind of image as a country, as people, that was given to the world. Of course, Mario Monti is a person well-respected abroad, has been doing a real good job previously, always a man of character that knows how to represent the country, to be an ambassador.
If the past week has proved anything, it's that you can't buck the markets. Just ask Silvio Berlusconi. So what are the markets making of the possibility of a government of technocrats led by Mario Monti? To find out, I've come to the financial consultants in Milan, Wings Partners. Michael Palatiello is the chief executive.
For sure he's the right man in the right place, because he is very respectable in Italy, very well known. He has been 10 years as in the European Commission. The only problem with this man is that will he be able to put forward all the developments that are requested from the Europe. If Mario Monti will have a super government made from the parts from the left, the parts from the right, probably the right wing will not vote some issues regarding the wealth taxation. The left part will not vote the issue regarding the labor and the pension situation. So, well, he will find the majority in order to pass at least one of these plans that are requested from Europe. This is my question.
There's been a lot of talk in the last 24 hours about restiveness in Paris and Berlin in particular, about the future of the euro. Do you think if we were to come back here in a couple of years from now, the eurozone as we know it today would still exist?
There is not really today a comprehensive plan in order to sort out the debt problems of the euro situation. The only way to face this is to authorize the ECB to print money and monetize the debt. It is something that the Germans doesn't want to allow. If we don't find this way, the only thing will be that there will be a more painful situation for the more weak regions in Europe, and then finally to Berlin and France, because they are the most indebted countries. So there is also some sort of popular sensation that Berlin and France are asked to do their job in order to put the accounts in order. So we feel the pain and they win the prize.
That report from the BBC's Mark Duff in Milan. We'll be back in 30 seconds. How did that Republican presidential candidate debate resonate with the mayor in Michigan? That's in 30 seconds, here and now,